California Center.
Yes, sir. Federal Aviation Authority.
Yes, sir.
You want to hear a true story?
Pardon me?
I said the Federal Aviation Authority asked us to call you. You want to hear a ghost story?
Sure.
This is about 3 or 4 weeks old, and I was reluctant to call it in, but what we saw, I think a military pilot saw it too. So I told him the military pilot reported we would. I don't want to get him filling out a bunch of government forms.
Right.
But my name is Jackson, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And the pilot's on the other phone.
Okay.
November 8th, 149 Yankee.
Okay.
We were coming back from, we'd taken off in Midland, Odessa. The route to Jackson, Mississippi. What time, Frank? 4 o'clock?
It was about 5 o'clock. The sun was set.
Sun was set in the air. We would eat 19,000. And Frank was in the left seat flying, I was in the right seat. And we saw something that looked like the sun set. Only we were looking east. It sounds so damn crazy. I'm almost in. I'd say it now. I watched 2 or 3 minutes before I said his name, Frank. Found out he'd been watching. About like the size of a fanning ball. About you got a core in it. About the size of a can, looks real bright red. So we watched it about another 3 or 4 minutes, and we were on center. Are you a pilot?
No, sir.
Okay. We were on radar. Radar done in hotel. So I called them and asked if they had a target at that 12 o'clock position. And they said they didn't. We kept watching it. I finally called them back. He had 2 or 3 other aircraft we couldn't see. It was somewhere within our probably 50-75 mile area. We had heard him talking. You know, you hear him talking back and forth.
Right.
When he was talking to us, whoever else was on the frequency under his control could hear him. And he contacted, I think, there was a Navajo in that area he'd been talking to. He was working. Saw it. I don't know why we didn't think my wife and family in the back of the plane. We didn't think we was busy trying to confirm it ourselves. And he said he had a military pilot in the air, so he passed it off to him. Finally, he came back to us and gave us a frequency change, to a high frequency. We got on the high frequency, and he told us the military pilot had made contact, and it made pursuit at 430 knots. I guess that's about the time we were looking for whatever the hell it was pulling away. Military pilot estimated pulling away at 5 knots. Where we were, it looked like it was a lot faster than that. But anyway, we could tell was just the connection of like a fairly fast rate.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm still not convinced it was. Thought maybe it might be a supersonic jet, but it didn't have any wings or tail section. Frank, you go ahead and tell me what it was going to do about that
song. It happened on October 26th, and we're about 50 miles west of Dallas-Fort Worth. Our navigation equipment and our distance measuring equipment was unreliable, and the distance measuring equipment didn't work in a 180-degree area in front of us. And our navigation equipment in front of us was way off.
Uh-huh.
While the object was in front of us. And other than that, that was about the size of it on whatever happened. But I guess it was about 15-20 minutes he was out there. And when he heard, or whatever it was, when we started talking about it on the radio, that's when he started leaving the scene.
I see.
So, and as soon as he left, we got all of our radio gear back. Our navigation came back, and we were way off course. And military pilot was supposed to call, too.
Did you tell us whether or not he gave you a report on it?
Pardon?
Did you tell us whether or not the military pilot gave you a report on it?
I don't recall any such report, no.
Well, Center's got the information. I don't know who was working it. The Fort Worth Center had it. It didn't take the time to take. They relayed the message to us that the military pilot had made pursuit, had made contact and tried to make pursuit. He gave us the number to 430 knots.
Uh-huh.
That'd be about right for one of those trains. Those jets down there.
Okay, I want to double check on, was that the October 26th date of incident?
Right.
Okay.
I'd say it was about 5 o'clock.
Okay. And this thing was dead ahead of you?
Right. It was dead ahead, and I thought it was a lake with a sun reflection on it, but it was just right out in front, and it was staying out in front of us. I'd say, I don't know how big it was, but he was probably a couple, 3 miles ahead of us, and he stayed right there, right at our 12 o'clock position, until he started talking, until we started talking about the object. And nobody else saw it but the military aircraft. And
right.
As soon as we started talking, it got smaller and smaller. And finally, it went straight up. But as it got smaller, it just went straight up.
High speed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At a, gosh, it was just like somebody, a 90-degree angle going straight up. So, and that's when we lost it.
Did that thing have a defined shape?
Yeah, it was like a ball. A
sphere?
Ball.
Okay.
Sphere.
Did it appear to be metallic?
Well, it's far away. We could. It appeared to be.
Yes.
I'd say it, the orange glow on it, it probably was metallic. I don't know, though.
Okay.
The sphere pilot got a closer look at it. We did what Center told us. Of course, immediately, we tried 3 stations forward on our distance measuring instrument. Couldn't lock on to anything within 50 miles. We could swing it back behind us and lock on to 130, 125, 140 miles.
Yeah.
At that altitude, we'd reach out 150, 160 miles easy on that DNA. If we could get Waco, Fort Worth, or anything else.
Another thing, when the object started moving away from us, instead of an orange glow, it went to a white.
Says it started to increase speed. Okay.
But anyway, we just felt reluctant to call anybody. Supposed to be about 2/3 committed before you call and report something like this.
Right.
I told the center, I said, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's something. We can't both be imagined. Of course, the military pilot saw it too, and he promised me that he'd contact the military pilot. I said, I'm not going to report it unless he does. Well, he had contacted him. They had committed to reporting.
Okay. What was your visibility range that day?
Gosh, 50, 60 miles.
Okay.
It was clear.
It wasn't cloudy.
Can you compare any this object for size with anything?
No, because if it was 3 to 5 miles, it was small. If it was 15 to 20 miles, it was big.
Okay.
You get many nut calls like this?
Oh, this is no nut call.
Are you going to look back, Robert, and check to see if anybody else sighted it on that date around
yes.
Dallas? And,
yes. You bet I will, and if I find anything, I'll get back to you by mail and let you know.
I would appreciate it. If you don't hear anything, if Center doesn't, it'd be no trouble finding out the Center man on this frequency. And he insisted that we contact you.
Right.
And I said, well, I'll do it if you... You tell me if you contact the military pilot, come back and tell me that he's going to report it, we will. And he came back and told us that.
Okay, did that the military pilot give his base?
He was on a different frequency. See, he made us switch off. I was glad he did. I don't want to hear a lot of people talk about this, but he switched off us off on a high frequency. It would have to be somewhere around Waco or Dallas, Fort Worth area.
Okay.
Carville or some Carville, New Mexico, somewhere like that. But he knew who the pilot, he had the ID number on the military aircraft.
Oh, great, okay.
I'm sure they still got their record. It was Fort Worth Center.
Okay.
FAA's got the information. In fact, I don't know how long they hold tapes, but they hold them how long, Frank?
I think about 30 days.
They've got the tape on you now. They force a lot. You know, anything like this, they'll destroy it. You said something about Nixon. Well, they still take it so they can just send it to New York Times.
Right.
Do y'all have some kind of mailer that comes out like a magazine or something like that once a month or quarterly or something like that?
We have a periodical news sheet that we send out when there's, you know, enough information to put together and send one out. Would you like one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you put us on the mailing list?
What's your mailing address, Frank?
So you can put the same one.
Same one, okay.
Yeah.
How about your telephone number?
The same one.
Same one, okay.
Something in the office.
Oh, I see. Okay, great.
Something here, Chris.
At the time, are you gentlemen flying due east?
Right, we're flying due east.
Well,
let's see. No, we're 88 degrees, 85 degrees.
Yeah,
something like that.
Okay.
We're Midland to...
We're on the jet route out of there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Midland, Odessa.
It was 50 miles, about 50 miles west of Dallas when we are probably more like 70.
Uh-huh.
When the object first appeared.
Okay. Well, I thank you again, gentlemen, and if we come up with any more information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I appreciate it. Whether or not you get a report on that military aircraft, because they promised us that, and I think we might be able to maybe get a hammer on that for you.
Okay.
If you don't get it, would you let me know?
Yes, sir.
I don't mind raising a little hell, because they promised us they did that.
Are you all a government organization or...
No, sir, this is private research organization.
Oh, private research.
Right.
Okay.
Okie doke. Robert, if you'll let us know if y'all are private research, just call me back collect.
Okay.
Call me first to person and let me know. And if you don't get that information from the FAA or from the center, I've got a couple of pretty bad country congressmen buddies up there. Maybe I can help you get it.
Okay, sir. Thanks again.
Okay.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right.